So, our annual message on s'entraide. As you know, this is a cause that I really believe in. I think that it is important to answer, there are catastrophes around the world, and I'm sure everybody feels moved by them, and we contribute to what's happening to help when those issues or catastrophe happen. But we also have to think about our community and the local people that are striving to improve their conditions. And I think that it's really, really important to support them. So this campaign is very active at McGill. It's very efficient. We're doing better. Last year we went up by 10% compared to the previous year. I think we want to do pretty much the same this year and improve our performance. It's quite easy. You can participate in the different activities, whether they're bake sales or kind of lottery things that are happening everywhere. But also you can contribute on your pay. You will be solicited, you just have to click, and it doesn't even show, it goes away. You pay less tax, it's nice, and you're able to contribute to a very good cause, so I really encourage you to do that. So, new staff. So, this year, we have a lot of new staff, a lot of people that are coming into McGill. It's amazing. There are 29 on that list. I will not read them all, but I will send the list because I think it's important to have a sense of who's coming in into which area and doing what work. But one thing that I wanted to show you is this is people that are coming in from outside of McGill. But these are the people who changed jobs. So those who were hired to a new position at McGill in the last year, from IT to IT, and there is nearly as much. So we have 29 coming up from the external and 26 coming from internal. So that is very good. I think last year we had a little slide that showed a movement inside and out of ITS, and we're doing even better this year. So this is kind of very impressive. But it shows, on the other hand, that why are we hiring so much is because we have a lot of our staff that have been and are retiring. A significant number. It's kind of a crest period. So we had the early retirement program that really took a dent, but this is still happening. And although it's always interesting to have, offer opportunity to our staff to do new things and to get new blood coming into the institution, but it also means that we're losing some knowledge. That is always a challenge to make sure that we do knowledge transfer, that we don't lose that expertise too much, and that we pair people so that we don't have people that have unique knowledge, that knowledge is shared across the institution. So I think that we'll have to make a special effort on that. So I'll send you those lists because, as I said, I think it's fun to have a sense of who's coming in and who is moving in our institution, but I think it's quite worthwhile. But as I said, there are too many for me to read this morning. These I will read, though. So every year we have the Year of Service Awards. This is fascinating. This is very rare. I think it goes to show the engagement. That is one measure of engagement that we definitely have down pat. We have people that come to McGill and never leave, and that's a very good thing. We don't see that in many institutions, I can tell you. But unfortunately, usually we have little pins that we distribute. For some reason, they're late. So they will get their little pins, but not this morning. So 15 years. And maybe if you can get up so people can see you, because I think it's important to recognize that level of commitment. David Charette, is he here? Yes. Daniel Fauché. I didn't see. I was not there this morning. Okay. Luc Levasseur. Nancy Yang. Twenty years, Bill Friend. Twenty-five years, Ivy Bury. Sure. Joanne DeRose, I think she's not here. Spiro Mirialis. Hello. Mike Rainville. Joanne Saint-Hilaire. Leonard Warwood. 30 years. This is getting serious. Margaret Eitemann. Stefan Langecker. Earl Lindbergh. Josette Nuyal. Gilles Tifot. 35 years, Brian McCulloch. Carlette Walker. Right there. Michael Walsh. And the winner this year, 40 years, Julia Dewar. No, she's not there. So, thank you all. It's a very, when we do a slight addition and calculate the total of years of investment at McGill, when we look at those lists, it's always kind of staggering. So thank you, because that's a very impressive contribution. Thank you all. So as usual also, project status. We have a lot of projects going on. There's another page. So there again. I will not read them all. What's interesting, though, is to see that most of them are green. We have two yellows, and I think it's mainly timeline issues, and one red, and everybody knows that one. It's the banner upgrade. This one, and this is one where we really see the loss of expertise. The people that did the last big banner upgrade in about 2010, about, are pretty much gone. And we feel the pain. It is, you know, I think it's getting better. I think we're getting there. It will happen. It will be done. But it has been an arduous process, let's say. And here we have our three big programs that are currently happening. So you have the program and you have some projects under them. So there's the Office 365, which is going very well. This one we've divided, if you remember, we did a presentation a few years ago by clientele and by products. So students are all done, alumni are all done. Employees are done for many of the services. We're currently preparing to move employees' email and decommission gradually e-vault, which I think some of us will like. So this is going very, very well. It's moving along. I think that it's managed well. The service is good, and it generates a lot of interest. I know from the student perspective, they're really happy. Because we've improved their lots a lot, especially in the storage area, either for email or just the OneDrive offering is really appreciated. I know my daughter graduated last year, and she's losing OneDrive, and she's not happy. So this is going really well. Then we have the network upgrade and unified communication program. This is going also very well. It's in the planning phase. This is a huge project. It's the biggest project we currently have and that we'll probably have in the next many years we can think of. We're in the planning stage. We should be starting emitting CFTs in the following months first to qualify different manufacturers. I think that's an interesting approach. As you know, legislation now around purchasing means that we do have to have an open market approach. We can't just say, oh, we're a Cisco shop, so we'll remain a Cisco shop. We need to open up and be ready to really examine everything that's out there. So at the same time, though, we want to be able to compare apples to apples. So we're going to try something new where we're going to ask manufacturers to tell us how they can offer, what do they propose in terms of offering that answers our requirements so that we're able to look at those proposals, see if effectively they're equivalent, qualify those that we feel are satisfactory, and then afterwards do a call for tender to purchase what is required to renew the entirety of our network and of our telephony system. So that's going to be a very interesting phase. We're also doing some architectural work. There's preparation work that's also happening around improving electrical and cooling supply in some of our telecom rooms, some cabling, especially fiber. We have some of our fiber that is not suited for the new equipment and that will have to be replaced. So those things are being done in kind of in preparation for the moment where we'll start that huge rollout that will probably take some years. So, and we've closed a few projects, so that's good. So as I said, in Office 365, we've closed the OneDrive and the Office Pro Plus projects are finished. And now what we have is finishing staff around email mainly. That's the biggest part that's remaining. We also closed the supply manager project. That was to equip dentistry with a way of managing their stock. The Drupal 7 upgrade also closed. That was a big and long project that I don't know if you know that, but we manage about 750 websites. So moving them to a new version is a lot of work. And Exchange and Study Away, the second phase, was also closed in this last year. So before we go to break, and that is not to encourage you not to ask questions. Oh, yeah, two. We have another one. Sorry, but if you have questions on what I just presented in terms of our current projects mainly, I would say... Nope.